Here in the UK, there's a rather lengthy process between turning on our taps and flushing the toilet. Long story short, water is taken from nearby rivers or groundwater, thoroughly cleaned and sent to our taps. Once we're done, we send our wastewater down the drain to be treated before it's released into the environment, and the process starts all over again. I met with Reagan Harris at Anglian Water's sewage treatment site to see it for myself. First up, the gravity sewer. Basically, an 18-metre drop above all of Cambridge City's sewage.
It's a long way down.
Oh, that's a stinky. That's a smell.
So from here, the sewage is pumped to essentially the first part of the treatment process, and that is basically where we start to filter out all the solid stuff, all the rags and unflushable things that people put down the drain. So we're talking about things like wet wipes, sanitary products, cotton buds, and then the things that Anglian Water always ask people not to put down the drain, but unfortunately we still get a fair few of them that we need to take out first before we go on to clean the water any further. So, you know, within our region alone, we're looking at kind of 800 tonnes of unflushables per day that we take out of used water. That's why we're always asking people to only put the three P's down the loo. So that's pee, poo and toilet paper. And it basically, you know, it's something that we need to try and avoid if we can.
And so what happens to these unflushables that still make their way into this system?
Well, ultimately, they're screened out here initially, and then they do end up in landfill because there's nothing else we can do with them. They can't be recycled. They can't be composted. Essentially, they are collected here. They're screened off the water, and then they end up going to landfill, which is why, again, it's really important that people don't do it.
Shall we go and take a look at the next step? So it's like a conveyor belt of basically wipes, nappies and other things, really.
That's it, exactly. These are the screens that essentially take out all the solid matter from the used water that comes to us. So it's a vital part of the process, really. This is the initial part of the water recycling process.
So that's the big unflushables out of the way. It was then onto the second part of the screening process. And the water was still looking rather murky at this point.
The next stage is that we wash all the grit and the little bits and pieces out from the water, and they're collected below us. We get all the kind of runoff from the road. So you can imagine when water runs off the road, it goes down the drain. All that is kind of contains grit and lots of other, you know, little stones and particles. They all get washed and separated off here. Interestingly, we also get the lovely little bits of sweet corn and things like that, and also medication and stuff that people have flushed down the loo. So all that kind of slightly bigger granular stuff is collected here.
Oh God, oh my gosh, there is so much sweet corn in that skip.
He's not.
I really wasn't expecting to see that. Once I'd recovered from the sheer amount of sweet corn that gets filtered off, we skimmed past five massive concrete cylinders, otherwise known as primary settlement tanks. Here, the big solids in water settle to the bottom of the tank and are sucked away to be used as fertiliser for agriculture. And then we arrived at our fourth destination.
These are what we call our sludge activation treatment part of the process, essentially. And what they are is four lanes of water, of the used water. Each lane holds about 6 million litres. And what we do here is pump in dissolved oxygen to aerate the water. This allows different bacteria to grow, which actually eat the sewage and break it down. They're the same sorts of bacteria that we have inside our own guts. And what we do is essentially provide them with the perfect conditions to grow and multiply to help us break down the sewage. It's a completely natural process, and all we're doing here is allowing something that's natural to do its job and help us in the water treatment process.
So we can see these little whirlpools in front of us. Is that just the oxygen that's being pumped in to help these little bacteria that live in this water to munch down on whatever is still left floating around.
Exactly that. The oxygen that we pump into the water allows the bacteria to flourish. That means they can munch down on like all the baddies that make sewage a pollutant, things like ammonia and phosphate as well. And you can see actually as the lane gets further and further away from us, the water actually gets stiller, and that's because as it moves along, the bugs are doing their job and essentially taking out the baddies that we need them to. So by the end, you'll see that the water is actually much cleaner and actually isn't that different from what you'd see in your local river or stream.
Because in front of us we've got a big algae, it's almost like an algae pond really, lots of movement, and then yeah, you're absolutely right, as it goes further on it, there's not as much action.
No, not exactly, and that's because we're nearly at the end of the treatment process now and the water's nearly ready to go back to the river.
So we're now finally at the final stage of our water treatment. So has there been solids in the water up until this very final stage?
Yes, solids of varying degrees of sizes. So we saw the big solids removed right at the beginning, and then gradually as the process goes on, we get smaller and smaller and smaller until we're here at our radial flow tanks. And this is the final stage before the water's returned to the river. And essentially what happens here is the water is allowed to settle here, and then it overtops this little weir in front of us. And you can see the water's really, really clean at this point. And it just traps any remaining solids in the water, and they're taken away and treated at the sludge treatment process.
So this is pretty much the cleanest water we will see before it goes into a river, really.
This is it. This is exactly how it goes back to the river. And you'll find that the water that comes off of this treatment works is as clean, if not a little bit cleaner, than what's actually in the river already. We have tough environmental standards we have to comply by before we put water back into the environment. You know, and we're absolutely committed to doing that, and we're regulated by the Environment Agency on it. And yeah, this is it. This is the final stage.
But not drinking water, though.
No, I don't think you want to drink it, just as you wouldn't want to have a glass of water out of your local river. But it's definitely clean enough for the ducks and the fishes and any wildlife that's flourishing in the river cam nearby.
And so why is it important to take our sewage and treat it in this way that we've explored?
Well, it's really important that we're able to return water to the environment. You know, our role at Anglian Water is to balance the needs of our customers. So in terms of allowing people and businesses to have the water they need to do day-to-day washing, using their toilets, all of that stuff, as well as supporting local business and the economy. But we can't do that at the expense of the environment. So what we have to do is treat the water that we use to a really high standard and then give it back, because there is only a finite amount in the world that we can use.